University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program broadcasting from Brooklyn, New York, where we are still under quarantine, and so are you. So we have that in common, and what a great jumping-off point for today's program. Folks, I've got a lot to say, and I'm pretty fired up about a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend, and many of you already know what I'm talking about, and we're going to get into this. But I need to set the record straight about some things, and honestly, I'm used to getting a lot of blowback for some of the things that we say on this radio program and some of the things that we write over at ToddStarnes.com. But this video that I posted over the weekend has sort of gone viral, and I want to be able to, we're going to talk about it. I want to explain it and set the record straight. But here is the breaking news nugget for the day. President Trump announcing that we will not be able to leave our homes on Easter Sunday to go to church. Instead, we are going to be quarantined until at least April the 30th. And the president earlier today was on Fox and Friends, and he was asked whether or not that was the day. So, Mr. President, so you're telling us April 30th, we're going to be able to walk outside of our homes and we're going to go back to our businesses and go back to life as we know it. And he would not guarantee that. He would not guarantee that. So my question here, folks, what are you going to do on April 30th if the federal government says, yeah, you know, guys, we were really planning for it. And well, we're going to have to keep it in your house for another 30 days. And it's not out of the realm of possibility, because keep in mind, it was Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, who said this thing could be going on for as long as 9 months. 6 to 9 months was the time span that Andrew Cuomo was sharing with the people here in New York State just a few days ago. So my question to you is, what are you going to do come April 30th if you still have a business, if you're a small business owner, if you still have a job, if you have not been laid off? What are you going to do? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I think there's something they're not telling us, and I don't know what that is. And I really do wish they would just level with the American people, because keep in mind, we were originally told by our government that a couple of weeks ago, this was no big deal, that there was really nothing going on. We didn't have to worry about the coronavirus. We could just go on with our lives. As a matter of fact, here's what the New York City Health Commissioner said just a couple of weeks ago. Caleb, play that clip.
The important thing for New Yorkers to know is that in the city currently, their risk is low and our city preparedness is high. And so we know that this virus can be transmitted from one individual to another, but that it's typically people who live together, that there's no risk at this point in time. We're always learning more about having it be transmitted in casual contact, mm-hmm. right? So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives.
Go about your
lives.
Take the subway. Go out. Enjoy life.
Everyday precautions.
Right. So we don't know if it can be transmitted by casual.
All right. That was the New York City Health Commissioner. So we went from that point where it's no big deal. Go hang out with all these folks flying in from China. Go out there and enjoy the Chinese New Year. Go out and celebrate. Have a good time. Drink adult libations. Go ahead and eat the popo platter or poo-poo platter, whatever your heart desires. Go out there, live your life. That was just a couple of weeks ago, folks. And now all of a sudden they come and say, well, oh, geez, Lou, we're going to have to quarantine you folks. You got to stay at home. So we stayed at home for a couple of days, and the couple of days said, well, now it's going to be 14 days. Well, 14 days came, and now they said, well, it's going to be April 30th. April 30th is going to come, and they will not guarantee that we'll be able to leave our homes on April 30th. So something's going on, and they need to tell it. They just need to just cut to the chase. Let us know what's going on. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think is going on? There's no doubt we've got some sort of a global pandemic. What kind of a virus are we really dealing with here? What is it that they are not telling us? 844-747-8868 is our number. So what have we been hearing on the national media? That New York City is a war zone. That is the actual language. Those are the headlines, and we have links to those headlines, so you can read it for yourself at toddstarnes.com. They told us that our hospitals are overrun. We have a hospital in the neighborhood. I can see the building from where I live. Where I'm speaking to you right now, I can turn and I can see the hospital just a block or so away. So I've had to walk to the market. I have to walk by the hospital. And I've noticed that there has not been a lot of commotion outside the hospital. Now, that's not to say that there may be commotion inside the hospital. So I decided, you know what? Saturday, I was going to the market, and sure enough, they're telling us it's a war zone. There people cannot get into the hospital. They're being turned away. There are all these people standing in lines waiting to be tested. And so I turned on my camera on my cell phone, and I decided, you know what? I'm just going to show people what's really going on out here. Because, again, if you listen to the mainstream media, it's almost as if we're dealing with the zombie apocalypse in New York City. And by and large, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's pretty calm. People are not running through the streets. People are not weeping and wailing. I mean, it is a horrible, terrible tragedy. But the fear-mongering and the hysteria in the media is just off the charts. So I didn't expect a lot of people. It was Saturday. People are tired of all the news. They want to kind of escape. But turns out a lot of people ended up watching this video to the tune of about 4 or 5 million people on Twitter and Facebook. And all of a sudden, the hate mail starts coming in. And look, I get that. We're used to the death threats and all that. I get that, okay? But the people are now accusing me of saying and using my platform of saying that the pandemic is not real, that it's all a big hoax and it's all make-believe. I never said that. They said, Todd, how dare you? Because of your behavior, because of your videos, people are going to die. People are not going to take things seriously, and they're going to walk out into the streets. Wait a second. Did anybody actually watch the video? Did they listen to what I actually said? I mean, even some conservatives, some well-known conservative talk show host. How dare you? You need to step up and apologize. You've put the entire nation at risk. Wait one moment here. I asked our team to pull the audio from the video. And by the way, you can watch the video on our live show blog. We've posted it there so you can see for yourself. And I want you to listen to exactly what I had to say Saturday. Let's play that audio.
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us on the news, and the Democrat leaders have been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. Now, again, this is not to diminish the virus or the crisis at all. This is just simply to explain to you what we are actually seeing in reality compared to what we are seeing on the television and what the Democrats in charge are telling us. So look, this is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
No, nobody was out. No.
Now, again, this is not to say that this situation could change, but I'm telling you right now, this is what's really going on in New York City here in Brooklyn. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital. But folks, this is what really aggravates me. Yes, this virus is a serious issue, but the reality is I'm afraid that the mainstream media has been overblowing the coverage here. There's been a lot of fear-mongering going on, and that is unacceptable. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So folks, I just want you guys to get an idea. We're going to be going to another hospital in the neighborhood just momentarily, but I want to give you an idea of what's happening here at the Brooklyn Hospital Center here in New York City. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what the mainstream media ought to be doing. We are an opinion radio show, but today we're becoming journalists so that we can present you the facts that you need. So, and it's pretty shameful what the mainstream media is
doing. Good. All right. That's it. And then I sign off after that. So, Avery and Caleb, did you hear me say that this was a hoax?
No, I didn't. I did not hear you say that one time.
No, not at all. And the reason why is because it's not a hoax. But what I am calling a hoax is the mainstream media hysteria. That's what I'm calling a hoax. And it's unacceptable. Now, I want to bring something up here. We have a lot of new listeners, and welcome to our three-hour radio show, broadcasting from coast to coast on many radio stations, online at toddstearns.com. So last week, I sent out an email asking public information officers from every hospital in New York City to explain, to answer some questions for us. And these were questions that the mainstream media, they're reporting about all of this, but they're not actually asking important questions. Like, for example, number one, do you have enough beds in your hospital to accommodate the patients? Number two, are you having to turn away patients because you are filled? You are filled to capacity. Number three, do you have the supplies you need to do your jobs? And I'm telling you, folks, the only reply we received back was from NYU Langone Hospital and Bellevue Hospital, and both of those hospitals refused to comment. Now, why do you think that is? Why would they not? Those are very innocent questions, and it gives you some idea of what's really happening inside the hospitals. Now, people are saying, well, Todd, why didn't you go inside the hospital and film everything? Well, you can't do that. That's against the law. They will not allow you to go in and film inside the hospital. That's why the video that you have seen coming from one of the hospitals in Queens, New York, is being filmed from inside by people with their cell phones. But unless I'm actually in the emergency room, and unless you have been admitted to the hospital, you're not getting into the ER. So that's the reason why we were outside the hospital and not in. And here's the other question that needs to be answered. What was the pre-coronavirus daily death rate in New York City and America, and what is it now? And that will help us understand. This is about information so we can understand what we're dealing with here. But right now, all the government's really telling us is, yeah, you got to stay in your house for another 30 days. All right, we got to take a break. Your calls coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
All right, folks, welcome back to this very special edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have so many new listeners to the show. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Newport, North Carolina. Tanya is listening to us on the Talk Station. Hi, Tanya. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I was just wanting to answer the question or give my thoughts on the question you had with the president saying April the 12th, and now it's April the 30th. And as you said a moment ago as I was listening to you, how frustrated you get over the way the media is doing, I too get frustrated, as I'm sure others do, trying to figure out if the president has this crystal ball that no one else has, that he can just magically pull this date out of when this virus is going to be all completely gone. And I think a lot of people don't understand the man is trying to help give us some hope in a very dark cloud that we're going through right now. And I applaud him for what he's doing. I think he and the whole team are doing a great job, but I get frustrated over that when I keep hearing people say the president's moved this back to this date. You know, the president's saying that we will do this. His hope is that we would have been open in some parts by the 12th of April, again, trying to give us hope. So that's my comments.
Well, no, and Tanya, that's a fair point you raise. But the reality is that hopes are dashed when, you know, dates are mentioned, and then those dates, you know, it doesn't happen. And I get it. Clearly, the president is making those decisions based on the medical experts in the room. My concern, though, is what is really going on here? Because, Tanya, I'm telling you, the bigger threat is going to be the economic collapse of this country. I just don't see how we can, you know, every single day is going to make it harder and harder for these small businesses to come back.
And I do understand that, and I get that. I think as we go through, my prayer is that as we go through, we may be able to find, or the government may be able to find, some pockets here or there. But, you know, then there's all kinds of issues that go on. If you open up one area here, then what happens if you get people that's coming into that area that could be from a prone area of getting this virus, where it's so contagious at?
And that's a fair point, Tanya. And to that point, you had the governor of Rhode Island, and she's a firecracker. She shut down the border. She said, no, sirree. If you've got a New York license plate, you're going into self-quarantine. And she put the National Guard out there. Of course, the ACLU and the governor of New York went ballistic, and so she backed off of that. But if, in fact, this is so contagious, which clearly it is, if, in fact, it is so contagious, why would they not just go ahead and quarantine those hotspots like New Orleans and New York City and the New Jersey and Connecticut area? Why would they not do that? Why would they continue to allow the airline industry to fly jetliners into and out of those hot zones? Why haven't they shut down the subway system here in New York City? Again, if they are concerned about spreading this virus. So anyway, lots of questions. Folks, we're going to get to your calls. Hang tight. A lot of stuff going on here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Storage facility, or something that the president is claiming that there were ventilators found that they need to be distributed. Is there any truth to that?
That is incorrect and grossly uninformed. The point is, we have ventilators in a stockpile, and we didn't send them to the hospitals yet. Of course we didn't. That's the whole point. The hospitals don't need them yet. The hospitals aren't at their apex. The hospitals have enough ventilators today, but the numbers are going up. We're planning for an apex, a high point, in about 21 days. That's when we need the 30,000 ventilators, not today. Right now, we're putting them in a stockpile. So the point is, well, they're in a stockpile, you must not need them. is just ignorant. Of course you don't need them today. You need them when you hit the apex.
But that's not what he's been saying, ladies and gentlemen. That's Andrew Cuomo. Enough of that audio, please. That's Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York State. He's been out there saying that the hospitals do not have the supplies they need. They don't have the materials they need, when in fact the hospitals do. And if you are reading the coverage, and again, at this moment, and that's important for people to understand, at this moment, they do. And if you read the mainstream media coverage, they do tell you in their stories that they may be nearly out, but they're not out. That they may be nearly full. The beds may be nearly full, but they are not yet full. So again, a lot of this could be cleared up just by the hospitals holding daily press briefings or maybe having one person at City Hall gathering the information so people can know what's really going on. I want to go right now to the Liberty University newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, Congressman Mark Walker from the great state of North Carolina, represents the 6th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing good.
Todd, we're doing well. We certainly are, and just trying to reach out to the many people here in North Carolina needing some help, but doing well. Congratulations on all the success and to see it really grow for your program and some of the work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Let's talk about what's happening in North Carolina. You guys have a lot of New Yorkers, transplants that have moved into your state. What's happening there? What can you tell us?
Well, we have one county, Dare County, out on the East Coast, that they've set up checkpoints. You have to show ID that you are a permanent resident. A good bulk of the north of the New Yorkers that we have are more from the Asheville area. They have decided to maybe move or visit or retire there even. So we're monitoring it. It's making sure that we are trying to do what we can to keep people that are symptomatic or would even be living in an area where we've seen a lot of the coronavirus, COVID-19, to be able to monitor some of that to the best we can.
You know, Congressman, we've been hearing other reports. You know, the Rhode Island governor did something very similar until, you know, the New York governor just blew a gasket and said, you know, how dare you do that? How dare you, you know, quarantine our citizens? It's so many mixed messages here, Congressman.
So there's no question. All of them enjoy trashing the president his first year of office, talking about why it's important to secure the border or put limitations out there. You're not hearing a lot of that talk right now from some of these Democratic governors. They're wanting to do the same thing and even take it to the next level. So it all depends. But the underlying point in this that we're getting from the left, I guess in the words of the Democratic leader, James Clyburn, this is an opportunity to restructure things to fit their vision. And that's what we've seen, whether it's on the House level side and even some of the statewide things. If you were just playing Cuomo's words there, when he first listed this, he laid this out as this was something they needed those ventilators today. Then when confronted with the truth, now he's changed his narrative again.
And beyond that, Congressman, over the weekend, I shared a number of stories on our Twitter page that it has been Democrats here in New York State that have been shutting down hospitals. 16 hospitals shut down since 2003. Wow. Governor Cuomo himself was responsible for shutting down one of the major hospitals in Brooklyn. And there was a lot of protest, a lot of anger over that. They're literally turning that hospital into condos and high rises. So they can get out there and blame the president all they want to. But the facts are that they are responsible for the condition of the healthcare system here in New York State.
Well, it's typical blame game for Democrats, and I know that sounds cliche, but because of their own levels of incompetence, they look at the president as an easy target. You know, if you go on CNN.com, the website, they're trying to fact check every phrase, every sentence, every adjective, the word that the president uses in a press conference, and not focusing on where the real need is. It's a sad shame that even in a crisis like this, here's the way we look at this. People who look at this from an evangelical conservative perspective, they understand this as a crisis. Sadly, too many of my colleagues and people from the left look at this as an opportunity for their agenda. And I think it's a travesty, much like Nancy Pelosi did by trying to incorporate some of the craziness that she did. When here's Pelosi talking about that she's for the working class. The last time she recognized somebody from the working class was in one of the operas at the Kennedy Center. This is ludicrous as far as what she continues to try to do, yet at the same time say they are working or trying to help people that are on the front lines of this. It's anything but.
And, of course, speaking of the Kennedy Center, they get their, $35 million, $25 million of our tax money in the coronavirus bailout. And then they turn around and they fire a bunch of their workers. And I've been hearing all these Republicans out there complaining about, well, you know what? A lot of those Republicans in the Senate, all of them actually voted for this nonsense.
Well, they did. But you look at specifically with Pelosi, there was about 70% of the stuff that she tried again was mandated out of this. So I understand the context of where some of the, our more conservative senators were coming from, but things like voting by mail, increased union buildup, more tax credits for wind or solar. And here's one that I thought was interesting that didn't get a lot of press. Her original content before Mitch McConnell, some of the guys were able to get it out, was to ban universities from disclosing citizenship status of their students. Now, it's very interesting that Pelosi would want to use that as a negotiating tool when it had absolutely nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Congressman, real quick about small business owners. Now, you know, they're telling us what, April 30th. What are you hearing from the small business owners in your congressional district?
There is some concern. What we tried to do is provide a low interest loan on the small business. You also have an opportunity that if you're able to maintain a level of employees that you had back date that February the 15th, then this particular loan that you're able to get specifically, we're calling the government loan, would be wiped out. It would be a grant as opposed to something that you would eventually have to pay back. That's the biggest concern they have right now, specifically people who are in the service industry. We're trying to monitor that and do everything that we can to see this turn around. And I applaud the president that he's wanting to get business back open. Why people would condemn him for having the desire, he never said this is the day we were going to do Easter. He said we want to do that. Why aren't we all wanting to be able to do that? And the last point I'll make, Todd, is this is a moment for us, for many Christians, for evangelicals, and as a former pastor for 16 years, to be able to take this time to focus on some of the places in our country. Governor Huckabee and I are texting out. We're looking to do maybe, and I'd love to come back or at least get you the information, looking to do a day of fasting and prayer maybe sometime next week. That's where our focus needs to be. Hope has never been found ultimately in the federal government. It's been found in the church calling and doing what they're supposed to do.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for the update. Hope you're safe there in North Carolina.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Congressman Mark Walker, ladies and gentlemen, from the state of North Carolina. That's interesting that Bexar County, that they've set up checkpoints. And we're hearing something. You know, we're hearing that, of course, in the state of Florida as well, where they're literally stopping folks, asking if they've been to New York, if they have New York license plates or a driver's license, they're going to have to quarantine. And I suspect that more states are probably going to do that. All right. You know what? We're going to take a break, and we're opening up the phone lines here, folks. I know some of you have been on hold. We're getting to your calls. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, Congressman Thomas Massey, the guy that President Trump said needs to find a new political party. President very upset that Massey raised objections to this massive spending bill under the guise of coronavirus. So we're going to talk to Congressman Massey. Mark Lotter from the Trump 2020 campaign is going to drop by. And our good friend Jen Kearns, political analyst, giving us an update on what's happening out there on the political landscape. Plus your calls. And let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Let's start with Randy in Cincinnati. Hi, Randy. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is a very eventful world we have. Many things I have on my mind. The impeachment. The impeachment didn't work. The virus is now working, which is called chemical castration. Our churches we're not to go to, but yet right across the street we can go to an auto zone and buy parts for our car. The church was closed. All necessities. I'm looking for another word for that, but anyway. The clock in the calendar. Cuomo's working on that clock in the calendar and 90 days of infection. That would help the Democrats in their possibly getting a Democrat in office.
So Randy, you think that maybe the Democrats are playing politics with us?
Oh, yes, they are. Cuomo, the clock in the calendar, 90 days, we just heard that. Well, doesn't that have an effect on the election? And we in Cincinnati and Ohio have Mike DeSwine. I mean, I'm Mike DeWine. Mike DeWine, he's not a pro-Trump. And he's doing everything that he can, our governor, everything that he can to do damage to what we need. And he's not helpful. He's a hindrance to what's going on. He's the one throwing his arms in the air in Ohio and saying, we need this and we need that.
You know what they're doing here in New York City, Randy? The mayor came out Friday, said, you will shut down your church. You will shut down your synagogue. Didn't say anything about the mosques. But he said directly to the cameras, you're going to shut down your church. You're going to shut down your synagogue. And if you don't, if you show up for church, if you show up for corporate worship, we're going to shut you down. You're going to get a fine and we're going to permanently close your buildings. That sounds more like a police state, to be honest with you. Randy, thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to the beautiful city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Lisa, what's on your mind today?
I have a lot in my mind, and God knows I'm speaking the truth because I'm speaking for me. And for everyone else who's listening, I smell something fishy going on because there's hospitals in Philadelphia. They're not packed and they're empty, but they're not letting people in. And also, I'm wondering why. And I asked the doctor why it's closed for the public. There's people who have emergencies, heart attacks, babies, you know, very something serious. Why are you not open? Oh, we only open for coronavirus 19. I say, if there's any such things as coronavirus 19, probably. And he didn't answer to me. So I'm thinking, why our governor are shutting down everything? You know, people need to go to work. They need to pay the bills.
You know, that's a good point you raise. I want to ask, that's a fair point you raise, Lisa, and people do need to get back to work because sooner or later, the money's going to run out, and eventually, every single person in this country is going to be reliant upon the federal government for money. That is a bad spot for us to be in.
Yes, and then he's saying in 2 weeks, our president say on TV, 2 weeks quarantine, you know, and then now he's saying April the 30th. What gives? What's going on? I mean, tell the people the truth. What's going on?
Do you think we're getting the truth, you know? Lisa?
No, we're not. We're not. We're not. We are lying. And then he's paying people money so they can, you know, like they say, money talk, bullshit walks. You know what I mean? This is all a hoax. I don't believe in this.
Well, no, I understand. All right, Lisa, thanks for the telephone call. It's a family-friendly radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Got to keep that in mind, even during a global pandemic. All right, let's go to Cedar Rapids. Oh, excited. We've got one of our first callers from radio station KXEL. Steve listening to us in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Todd, you're a godsend, really.
Thank you for saying that.
I first heard you on news and commentary, and then when you came on, and they started putting you on, I listen to you as much as they will allow me to listen to you. I was going to say, I heard on yesterday's show, they had a repeat of the Thursday show where you said something about you were kind of a Joni Ernst fan up until this last vote. And I told your fabulous call screener, I said, I knew from the get-go that she was a rhino. She's a Democrat in a Republican outfit. She went on Mark Levin's show and talked a good game about how she was going to go to Washington and she was going to really represent the people of Iowa because we were really conservative, and she was going to go and represent us. And look what she's done. I called her office, and I called Senator Grassley's office, both of them, and I told you, or I told them, you people have really disappointed the people of Iowa. You voted against their wishes, and if you vote for another one of these money grab things, I will work personally my tail off to get you both unelected, because this is just unbelievable.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. And she says, and Steve, she got after me because she said, well, oh, people like Starnes, she didn't say my name, but she was talking about me. He's just all about nickel and diming. Well, you know what? $2 trillion, that's a heck of a lot of nickels and dimes, Steve. Hey, look, Steve, we're coming up on a news break, but here's what I want you to do. Hang on. You are the very first caller from KXEL, our brand new affiliate, and we want to send you a nice little prize package in the mail. Is that okay for us to do?
Oh, my goodness. You don't have to do that.
Oh, I know, but we're neighborly around here, so we're going to do that.
You're conservative.
Well, we are.
Do I
yes,
need to
yes,
say
sir.
Anymore?
No, you don't. But here's what we want you to do. Tell your friends and your neighbors and your family that we're in town now, and we'd love for them to join our audience. We're going to put you on hold. Avery, the call screener, is going to get all your information, and we will get a nice prize package out to you. So welcome again to all of our listeners in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo in the great state of Iowa, KXEL, our brand new affiliate. It's exciting. The show continues to grow. Hey, folks, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. Do you believe the government is telling us the full story here? 844-747-8868, toddstearns.com. Be sure to check out our live show blog. We'll be right back.